You're listening to VPR. I'm Henry Epp. On December 2nd, 1996, an Amtrak train from New York City arrived in Rutland, Vermont, the first run of a passenger rail line called the Ethan Allen Express. A crowd of local officials and train lovers cheered it on. According to a New York Times write-up, it was the first train to take that route since the early 1950s. And it came to Rutland thanks to funding secured by the late Vermont Senator Jim Jeffords.
Jim Jeffords got us an earmark that got the train into Rutland itself in 1996. And he started working almost immediately on getting the train extended to Burlington.
That's passenger rail advocate Carl Fowler. Jeffords had a vision to bring passenger rail to Burlington, connecting Vermont's largest city through the western side of the state to New York City. Now, 23 years later, the Ethan Allen Express still ends in Rutland. This week, we're bringing back our series, Did It Work? We're looking back at past initiatives in Vermont that used public money, taxpayer or ratepayer dollars, and seeing how they've panned out over time. Today, a senator's vision, $100 million, 23 years. So where's the train? Senator Jim Jeffords was from Rutland. As a child, the father of one of his closest friends worked for the Rutland Railroad.
Sometimes he would take George and Jim, and they'd ride in the caboose on the rails.
That's Jeff Munger. He was on Senator Jeffords' transportation team.
You can imagine if you're a boy of 8 or 9 years of age getting to ride in a caboose.
Now, fast forward many years to the mid-90s. Jeffords is a U.S. senator, and Amtrak moves to cancel its only service through Vermont, known as the Montrealer. But the congressional delegation works to save a portion of that line, ending it in St. Albans instead of Montreal, and changing the name to the Vermonter. The Vermonter mostly serves eastern and central Vermont, following a similar path as the interstates, and that leaves western Vermont comparatively lacking.
So Jim thought about that, and right then and there he decided that we were going to get passenger rail for the western corridor.
The plan? Build a passenger line from Burlington down through Middlebury, Rutland, Manchester, Bennington, and onto Albany. So Senator Jeffords started hauling in federal money to make it happen.
So Jim originally got $10 million.
That helped the train get to Rutland, as we heard, in 1996. The line is almost entirely in New York State, with just two stops in Vermont, Castleton and Rutland. But starting in the late 90s, Jeffords started earmarking even more money to get passenger rail up to Burlington. All told, $40 million. I'm standing on the bike path outside Burlington's Union Station, right near the waterfront. This is where the Ethan Allen train is supposed to stop once it's up and running. It's midsummer, cyclists and pedestrians are zooming by, and Carl Fowler is explaining to me why it's taken over 20 years to get Amtrak to Burlington.
The last time a passenger train came in from Rutland on a regular basis into Burlington was 1953. So, you know, the line has not been maintained to passenger train standards for a very long time.
Fowler says the tracks were in bad shape, and it's taken a lot of work to get them upgraded to what's known as continuously welded rail, allowing trains to run smoother and faster. Fowler is on the Vermont Rail Advisory Council, and he's a major train buff. He's been following the ins and outs of this project for years, so I ask him if he's frustrated it's taken so long.
Oh, absolutely. It's terribly frustrating. But it's not like there's been a deliberate conspiracy to sabotage the train. Government projects take forever. There's environmental impact studies, there's engineering studies, but most importantly, there's the need to garner the funding.
Jeffords left the Senate in 2007, and in 2011, Congress essentially abolished earmarks, which slowed things down. Vermont was left to compete with other states for federal grants. Eventually, the state pieced together enough money to cover the project. Dan DeLabriere is the director of rail at V-Trans.
You know, and we are just about there as far as funding goes.
The state estimates this project will cost a little over $100 million. So I put a question to DeLabriere.
Are you confident that all the dollars have been used effectively and efficiently for this project?
I am, yes.
De La Bruyere has been in his position for 9 years, and he says there are strong controls to oversee the various contractors who've worked on this project. But go back further in time, and there's evidence the money was not always used efficiently. The auditor's office looked into V-Trans rail operations back in 2008. Here's what they found. Many rail contracts, including some for the Western Corridor, were not put out for competitive bids, and in general, they lacked sufficient oversight. It also found that V-Trans had no penalty in place to incentivize contractors to finish their work on time. 2 years later, the auditor's office followed up and determined that V-Trans had fixed nearly all these problems. Then there was one big setback out of the state's control.
Many Vermonters woke up to widespread flooding this morning as Irene left damage throughout the state.
Tropical Storm Irene in 2011 badly damaged the tracks between Rutland and Middlebury, Carl Fowler says. Acts of God. But as of today, most of the work on the rail itself is done. A few platforms still need to be built, but Dan De La Bruyere with V-Trans says Amtrak is on board to provide the service, the state is on board to fund it. So when's the train coming?
Sometime in 2021 is when Amtrak should be extended to Burlington.
One reason the train is still 2 years away, construction in downtown Middlebury. If you've been through Middlebury in the last 2 years, you know there's a major project going on. Two aging bridges were torn down, and they're being replaced with a tunnel, allowing the rail line to go under downtown. That project is supposed to be done by July 21st, 2021. The second big obstacle is at the end of the line in Burlington.
Sure. My name is Melinda Moulton, and I'm the CEO of Main Street Landing.
Main Street Landing is a mixed-use development in the old Union Station building in downtown where the train will stop. Moulton says she's a big supporter of rail, but she's not a fan of a recent proposal. The Amtrak train needs to be stored somewhere overnight, and in that time get refueled, cleaned, have its toilets emptied. Local planners looked at several different options of where that could be done. Their first choice, right next to Main Street Landing.
And we don't support that. We're like, why would you do that? This is a pedestrian area. There are people who live here. Why would you want to park a train in the busiest part of downtown?
The word from V-Trans is there's no decision yet, and there's plenty of time to sort it out before 2021. So at that point, it'll have been about 25 years since this first...
Yes, yes.
Again, Jeff Munger, the former member of Jim Jeffords' transportation team.
And I always tell Melinda Moulton, I said, I hope we're still alive when the first train pulls into Union Station in Burlington.
Now to the question we're asking this week. Did it work? It's been 23 years, and the train is still 2 years away. So no, at least not yet. But Munger and others are confident it'll be worth the wait. Already, freight trains can move faster on the upgraded rail lines, and eventually, they say more passenger rail will take cars off the road. One person who didn't live to see the completion of this line, Senator Jim Jeffords, who died in 2014.
I think that were he alive today, I'm sure he would be disappointed that the project hasn't been completed.
And Munger says Jeffords envisioned an even greater rebirth of rail throughout the state, hearkening back to his childhood. Munger remembers a visit with Jeffords to Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute in New York.
And they have a model train set up in this huge room. And I mean, it's incredible. And they've got trains running all over the place. And his eyes just lit up when he saw it all. So he was very passionate about it.
For VPR News, I'm Henry Epp.